चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ आवर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स निलाय श्रीमद भक्तिवेदान श्री नारायण गोस्साई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव एंड निलाय श्रीमद भक्तिवेदान श्री वामन गोस्साई महाराज श्री गुरु महाराज एंड एंटायर रूपानंद गौरी गुरुवर्ग For Guardians and all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, and to Sri Jagannath Dev, whose tithi we are celebrating today, is called Odan Shasti. So Shasti means the sixth day after the Amavasya. So on this tithi, Jagannath, he is offered woolen cloth. So they always offer woolen cloth on this tithi, regardless of it is, even if it is cold before also, even if it is cold a few days before Odan Shasti also, the sevaks there, they offer Jagannath this woolen cloth on this day, until Vasant Panchami. And after Vasant Panchami, he is given warm cloth. So this way we hear that Pundarik Vidyanidhi, we hear this pastime is very much associated with him. So we, first of all, we know how dear he is to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We hear that when Mahaprabhu was doing Kirtan in Navadvip, he would always look towards Chattogram, where Pundarik Vidyanidhi was from. So even Mukunda Dat and Vasudev Dat were from Chattogram. So then Mahaprabhu would look towards the direction of Chattogram and he would call out, "Oh, Father, Father." Then, "Oh, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Pundarik Vidyanidhi." And everyone would think, who is he calling out to? And he'd say, "Oh, great devotee, he lives there in that direction. And then he's coming soon." So his name is Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So this way, when Pundarik Vidyanidhi came to Navadvip also, he would never bathe in the Ganga during the day, because he'd see how people would do many disrespectful things there, like brushing their teeth, washing their cloth, many things there, bathing in a very impure way in the Ganga. So he'd go in the night. All of the associates of Mahaprabhu would do like this. Vishnu Priya Devi, even before the sun would rise, she would go to the Ganga, bathe, and come back with the same cloth on, the wet cloth. So they say all the devotees, they would bathe in a very secret way there, hiding themselves. So then this way, we hear how Pundarik Vidyanidhi, externally, he was Vishayi Prai. There's Vaishnav Prai and Vishayi Prai. So Vaishnav Prai, the examples are the father and uncle of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Hiranya and Govardhan Majumdar. Externally, they served all the Vaishnavas, they did everything. They held festivals, they did everything, but still they didn't want their son to leave home, to engage himself fully in the service of Mahaprabhu. Somehow they tried binding him to his house. So this is Vaishnav pride. Mahaprabhu even chastised them. He even chastised them. He said, "Oh, they're like very much engrossed in this worldly sansar." So Mahaprabhu chastised them, and then when Raghunath Das Goswami eventually left home, Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, you've left that ditch of material sansar. I'm very happy with you." This is Vaishnava Prayan. Vishayi Prayan is Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Externally, it seemed he was a Vishayi, but internally, he was a great Vaishnava. Externally, it seemed that he had well-oiled hair, well-combed hair, and he was eating pan bida and all these things. They even saw a hookah pipe next to him. He would look into the mirror and then again he'd look away. So this way, even Gadadhar Pandit, Srimati Radhika herself, externally she had some doubt. Then, as you know, when Mukunda Prabhu sang this Varapida, Bakiyam Stanakala Kutam verse and this Varapidam Natavaru Vapu Kanayo Karnikaram, then immediately he fell down from the bed and he started plucking his hair out and he started tearing his chest open in so many transformations, Vasta Sattik Bhav. There is Sudipta, Pradipta, there's Dipta, Pradipta, and Sudipta. Extremely blazing condition. In this extremely blazing condition, what happens? When the five elements, when they mix with the Pranvayu, then all these different Akshasatvik Bhavs manifest. Like when the element Earth mixes with the Pranvayu, becomes completely stunned in ecstasy, Stamba. And then when the element when the element fire mixes with the Pranvayu, then there is shved, there is like so much perspiration there. And then when the pranvayu mixes with the element water, there's ashrudhara, so much weeping and weeping. And this way, when the element ether mixes with the pranvayu, what happens? Then there's garjan, just like shouting out in ecstasy. And this way, when the element air mixes with the pranvayu, then what happens? And ultimately, there is like kampa, there's trembling, and then there's murcha, becoming unconscious. So all these manifested in their fully blazing state in Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So now the question is, when he experienced all these things, how is it that he seemed to doubt the sevaks of Jagannath? This is the question. No, when he himself is such an advanced devotee, he is Vrishabhanu Maharaj himself, then how did this come to be? So it is described that on this day, when he was walking with Sarup Damodar Goswami, Mahaprabhu would always have darshan of Jagannath during Mangalarti. Mangalarti was a must for him. And then he'd go back to the Gambira. And then this way, they would accompany Mahaprabhu also sometimes. So say when they're accompanying Mahaprabhu once, there he saw that they offered this cloth which has starch. Means this cloth was just bought from a weaver. And it should be washed first actually, before it is offered. But without even washing it, they just offer it to Jagannath. So then Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he thought, how can this be? So then immediately, Sarup Damodar Goswami said, they are the sevaks of Jagannath. You cannot doubt them in any way. Then he said, if Jagannath did not approve of this, then he would have appeared in a dream to the king, and then he will inform the king of this. So why do you doubt? So this way we hear that even the king, he had some cloth on his head which had starch. So then Pundarik Vidyanidhi said, even look at him, he is also like that. He said, Sarup Damodar Goswami said, Jagannath is beyond all rules and regulations. So then Pundarik Vidyanidhi Prabhu, he said, this is true for Jagannath, but what about all these kings and all these sevaks? They are not beyond the rules and regulations. So we can be said of Jagannath, but what about them? They are not beyond this. So anyhow, Sarup Damodar Goswami said, no, you should never doubt them. They are the sevaks, very near and dear. Now, because we hear also, Ramanujacharya also, he had doubted the seva of the Jagannath Pandas. Then he said, oh, I will take over the management of this temple. But then the next thing, what happened? Along with his bed, he was thrown where? In Kurmanchal, where he thought it was the temple of Lord Shiva actually. And then he wanted to give up his life, but then he realized it was the deity of Kurmadev actually there. So this day. And now we even know that they even broke the temple of Ramanujacharya there. Outside the Jagannath Puri temple, they even broke that temple also. So here we see that Sarup Damodar Goswami said, don't doubt. But then anyhow, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he was thinking like, oh, how can they? Because it is said that even if you touch a cloth which has starch, you should wash your hands immediately. So then he was thinking, then what is happening here? They're completely dressing him from head to toe with this cloth which is tinged with starch. So then what happened? That night, Krishna and Balaram, Jagannath Balabhadra, they came and they said, oh, you have this conception. And then they started slapping Pundarik Vidyanidhi, both cheeks. They started slapping him. And then what happened? The imprints of their fingers were felt on his cheeks. And that day, he didn't even meet with anyone the next day. He was very shy. Because we know, no, if Krishna gives a special mercy on the devotees, they will not disclose to anyone. Like when this kheer was stolen from Madhavendra Puri, immediately he left that place. Because then everyone started glorifying him. Saying, oh, Gopinath stole kheer for him. And then eventually they even found out that they stole kheer for Madhavendra Puri, and eventually they even honored him for that. So here, if you get slapped by Krishna and Baladev themselves, then how fortunate one can be. So he was very shy, he was hiding. And then when Sarup Damodar Goswami went there to meet him, then Pundarik Vidyanidhi immediately, they were very intimate friends. So when he went in front of Sarup Damodar Goswami, then Sarup Damodar Goswami said, oh, what is this? And he said, oh, this is what happened last night, such and such. Jagannath and Baldev, they slapped me on both cheeks. And this way, the imprints of their fingers are still felt by me. Then, oh, Sarup Damodar Goswami said, how fortunate you are to have been blessed by Jagannath and Baldev this way. Then Mahaprabhu also knew what happened. Then they all glorified Pundarik Vidyanidhi for the special mercy that he had received from Jagannath and Baldev. This is only a pastime of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He will never doubt any of them. No, he is an authority, Pundarik Vidyanidhi. In fact, when Vallabhacharya took initiation from Gadadhar Pandit, Mahaprabhu, he approached Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu said no. And then when he approached Gadadhar Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit is very simple, so he gave him initiation. And then Gadadhar Pandit, in his heart, he felt very, like a little dry. So then Mahaprabhu said, this is because you've given him initiation. Then he said, oh, can you give me initiation again? He asked Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, no. Ask initiation again from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And again, he had to be initiated by Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He said, Pundarik Vidyanidhi is a big authority among Mahaprabhu's associates. So one must never think that, oh, he just thought this way, he doubted them, so he got slapped. He's actually showing everyone. No, the devotee is so merciful that he makes an example of his own self to show everyone that should not doubt the sevaks of Jagannath. Even now, many people think, oh, the sevaks of Jagannath eat fish. Oh, they're gambling. Oh, they have so much property. They're doing this, they're doing that. So it's not nice to doubt them. After all, they're the sevaks of Jagannath. Must never doubt their services in any way. So we hear on this day also, they offer like some special khichdi to Jagannath. It is said that once when they were offering boga to Jagannath, one small child, he passed urine. So immediately the Pandavas said, oh, what has he done, this small child, this ignorant boy? Made the entire place impure. So they took everything and they dug a hole and they threw everything there, saying, you can never offer this to Jagannath. In fact, some years before, there was a big topic about this. Someone raised the question saying that, how can they just throw everything away there? If a dog comes or if something inauspicious happens. Instead, they could at least distribute all that to the poor people. Why is this? Why do they throw everything inside the hole? But the Jagannath sevaks have so much mamata for Jagannath. They say, this is all we've cooked only for his pleasure. And nothing happens and throwing everything inside the hole. No, like even the Vaishnavas, they describe that incident in Mathura. That when dear sevak of Srila Gurudev, he'd cook something for Gurudev. And then he'd see if it's not nice, he'd throw everything away. And then he'd cook something else, that was also not nice, throw everything away. So the Vaishnavas asked him, why are you doing this? At least you can give to the others. And he said, no, it's only for Gurudev. If it's not good for him, not good for anyone else. This way. Like we hear also, no, like sometimes even like the sevaks also, like they only cook for their spiritual master. Like if anyone else, once everyone went out on Bhiksha and then like the sevak, he cooked only for Gurudev, and like when everyone else returned, they were like a little hungry. So then like Gurudev asked the sevak, I think that someone else was that, you can cook for him. And he said, the sevak was a little reluctant because he had so much mamata for Gurudev this way. And then Gurudev himself actually went and cooked for that person then. So this way, we hear that they have so much mamata, threw everything inside the hole, saying no one can take this. So then Jagannath was a little hungry, saying what to do, they have thrown everything inside the hole. So then there was an old lady there called Karma Bhai. So this Karma Bhai, this old lady, it is said that she made some khichdi for Jagannath then, using very simple things. She was a very poor lady. She used many simple things and then she cooked some nice khichdi for Jagannath. Then immediately Jagannath, when they offered this boga, 56 varieties, he said, no, today I'm not taking this. I'm only taking that khichdi, what that old lady has cooked. You offer that to me. And then when the Pandavas found out who she was, they offered that khichdi that she had cooked. Because the old lady, she had so much love and affection for Jagannath. No, like this is what he really likes. Like we hear that history in Mathura also, that once there was an old lady, she didn't have anything. And then she gave like one cloth, and then some rice which had like many insects. And then she offered that to Gurudev. And Gurudev told the Vaishnavas, immediately dry this rice out in the sun and make a nice cloth for Srimati Radhika from whatever she has done. So then immediately Vaishnavas stitched a nice cloth. They dressed Srimati Radhika in it. They dried the rice. And then they made kheer out of it. And whatever sabji she had given, made some nice sabji out of it. And then Gurudev told the Vaishnavas that you must give this old lady whatever you have cooked and make her have darshan of the deity. So when she had darshan of Radha Vinod Bihari and took this Mahaprasad, she left her body that day itself. That was like her last darshan she left. So this way even Jagannath was so much drawn towards the love and affection of this old lady. So to this day, to commemorate this occasion, to say that how dear this old lady was to Jagannath, they offer khichdi on this tithi. And we also hear that in this entire month, we've heard from the Vaishnavas, no, previously, that even in Nandagaon, they offer khichdi for Krishna and Baladev. Khichdi cooked in milk. So here also we see that during this entire month, it is said that Lakshmi Devi, she goes to meet her father, the ocean. Varundev is like a father. So she goes to meet him there because Varundev is very impatient. He's saying, oh, when will I meet my daughter? She's always staying there cooking for you. She's become your maidservant. And then I cannot even meet my daughter. So sometimes he's even like pushing his waves like in front of the temple, saying, "Oh, I will take my daughter by force if you don't give." Anyhow, Jagannath, he sends her away. So then Mother Yashoda, it says she cooks for 1 month during this time, and she cooks khichdi and all these things. So therefore, it is said that during this entire month, Boga, Raj Boga and Upal Boga is offered there. Raj Boga is offered 5 times. And it's offered normally at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, 12 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, beginning. But during this entire month, this Raj Boga is offered at 9 o'clock in the morning, it is said. This khichdi and all the other things are offered from 9 o'clock in the morning. Because Mother Yashoda, she thinks my son cannot tolerate being so hungry until the afternoon. So beginning from the very morning, you must offer all these things to him. So therefore, at 9 o'clock itself, they offer so many things to Jagannath. And therefore, even this Upal Bhog is offered behind the Garud Stambha, it is said. The Raj Bhog is offered in front and Upal Bhog from behind. And this way, and when Lakshmi Devi returns, it is said, then again the same schedule is followed. Sometimes 5 times. And it is said sometimes he's eating even at 12 o'clock at midnight. No, 12 in the at night. Because Jagannath, it is said that Indradumna Maharaj, he had actually asked for a benediction from Jagannath. Because Indradumna Maharaj, he didn't ask for any children. He said, "I should not have any children because then they'll claim their rights on this temple." So Jagannath blessed him. And then Jagannath said, "You're so selfless. For me, you made such a sacrifice. You must ask for something else." Then he said, "I ask for one more boon, that your hands should never be dry," he said. Means the boga should be offered all the time, during the entire day to you. Therefore, sometimes it is said that Jagannath, because boga is being offered the entire day, he takes shayan at 12 o'clock in the night, at even 1 o'clock in the night, and sometimes Mangalarti is really late, and sometimes the other programs are really late. So this way, therefore, you see, even to this day, you never know, there's no fixed time for Jagannath darshan. You never know when he is giving darshan. Sometimes at this time, sometimes Mangalarti is at 9 o'clock in the morning, sometimes this, sometimes Shayanarti is very late, sometimes very early. There's no fixed time, depending on his bhav. So on this very auspicious tithi, he's dressed in this woolen shawl. So we see actually, what is the meaning of Neelanchal? We've heard from the Vaishnavas, no? Neelanchal means Jagannath, who's like in Dwaraka, he's like the Yaduvanshis, they've completely like made him a prisoner there. It is said that he's even lost his hands and legs to the Yaduvanshis. So therefore, Jagannath, he hides underneath the shawl of Srimati Radhika, the blue shawl of Srimati Radhika. He hides underneath her shawl. Neel Anchal. Therefore, on this day, you see, he's covered with this woolen shawl, like the shawl of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, on this tithi, we can remember this very auspicious occasion where he's being covered by the warmth of Srimati Radhika's love and affection. And also, how dear Pundarik Vidyanidhi was, and how all the Jagannath Vasis, the residents of Jagannath Puri, are also dear to him. It is said that all the demigods, they see the residents of Jagannath Puri as being Chaturbhuj, four-handed there. It is said anything you speak there is like Harikatha. Anything you eat there is like Mahaprasad. Anything you drink there is like Charnamrit. Such an auspicious abode there. So offering obeisances and respects, lotus feet of Sri Pundarik Vidyanidhi, all the associates of Mahaprabhu and Sri Jagannath Dev, can only pray that this pastime becomes a reality within the core of our hearts. Anchakalvatarubhishya kripasandhevcha vaitanam bhavani vyavishnam yonamo.
ज्ञानतिमिरन्धश्चकनाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभिश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमः वदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिषे नमः। जय रूपा सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ एछय गोसाई करी चरणवंदन जाते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरन महाभाव स्वरूपतम कृष्ण प्रिया बरियसी परमभक्ति प्रिय देवी राधिकेतांगनमन राधे वृंदावनाधीशे करुणामृतवाहिनी कृपया निज पदाब्ज दास्यं मह्यं प्रदीयतां वंदे नंदब्रजस्त्रीनां पादरणुमभीक्ष्णश दशांगरी कथोद्गीतं पुनाति भुवनत्रयम्। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय। गुरु परंपरा की जय। अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय। गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय। जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा संजीव की जय। भक्त विघ्न विनाशन कर नृसिंहदेव की जय। भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय। सर्वविष्णुवर्धक गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय। गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय। ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय। ब्रजवासी भक्त वृंद की जय। ब्रजेश्वरी मधेश्वरी प्राणेश्वरी श्रीमती की जय। ब्रजदेवीगण की जय। समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। गौर प्रमानंदी हरि हरि बोल। टुडे षष्ठी ब्रजमंडल Krishna everyday going within cows, within many sakhas. Jasdamata looking, now every fogs and cold and all very dry. Then Jasdamata calling Nandobaba. Krishna's for making now nice woolen cloth. And he for him nice shoes, nice socks, many nice chador, all is arranging. Then Krishna looking all the Brajavasi very busy. Nanda Baba giving order, nice cotton with his fresh cotton with his making. Naongrakha, meaning bawal ganji, but like shirt and socks and pant, everything. Now, Krishna hearing, Krishna looking, many things. Then Krishna saying, oh, I have many sakhas. For them also, all need is winter dress. After Jasodamata Nanda Baba, same dress, turban, nice turban, hot, and cap, socks, everything Nanda Baba arranging sakhas for. Then Krishna say, my cows, calves, deer, everybody is for needed. Nandava. See, this childhood is very stubborn. No agree with anything, no compromise. Evening time, Bada Baitan, Chota Baitan, meeting hall called Baitan, Baitak. There is Nandava calling Krishna all Sakhas, telling you going morning time in forest, jungle, hill station, very cold there. See, no Baba, no cold. Oh, there is Himalaya too, nearby Himalaya, Vindhachal, or cold air is coming, ice is coming, rain coming sometime, very cold, need some cloth. Then Sakata saying, oh, all are too young, playing, dancing, swimming, jumping, running, and cows with this forest jungle, cows are restless, not one place is they staying. Now here, now there. One this side, one that side. Controlling big problem. All of them running. Sweating, body, no cold. But Yashoda Mata say, yes, look, Krishna's body skin is dry. Face is dry. Lips is completely dry and broken. And too much she's suffering. I am massaging oil every day. Skin is all dry. Now needed cloth, not going like naked. Then Sakata telling Baba's near Baba, going jungle, many thrown. And going jungle, cows are hiding, going in jungle. Then all are going, taking out for cows. All jungle is crashing, all these thrones are catching. And all breaking cloth, not possible. There is cloth will be there. All are coming without cloth. They also wearing cloth. Many things are going. Then Nandava say, yes, I am arranging for you nice cloth. So this Jagannath Puri, Lord Jagannath, for they telling this is called ghoda. Meaning this face must only open and all body covering. Not one cloth. First giving complete khandua inside. After the giving cotton cloth. After the giving silken cloth. After the giving on top this cotton which is making thick cloth. After on top they giving starch cloth. Seven cloth, one by one. Jagannath will be very, very fat like this. Then Krishna's for also, this Brajadham, Yashoda Mata giving order. There Yashoda Mata has continued tailor master. Their name, I'm now forget this. Sometime before I'm remembering. These masters are tailor master king. Krishna for making cloth. And after, just not say you wearing all cloth. Simaya all Sakha wearing. Then wearing, all has yellow turban and many types of cloth until top to bottom. Now, Krishna say, then how can I playing? How can I running? Okay, you giving, I'm going and opening, all giving Giriraj Govardhan. All my deers, all cuckoos, all peacocks, everybody I'm giving. Then Yashoda says, he's very strange boy. Definitely everything throwing, I'm making very nicely. And he's throwing everything is, and giving jungle, forest, animals, and coming back empty, naked. Then what can I do? She is now, like Harris Pujari is here, giving cloth, and after the tying with his rope. Neck, like he's giving, hanging. I'm every day looking. Here he's giving rope and tying like this. And hand and legs and everything is tying very strong. Not possible, he's opening his hand and legs out like he's ripping. one by snake, Anantadev. He's tying this nag verse. This all time. Here giving, hanging, here. So Yashoda thinking, this giving, then Krishna not caring, after his breaking, he's throwing everything. Then Yashoda thinking, what can I do? How can I be giving? Then she is, anything she is discussing with Rohini, otherwise Nanda Baba's many brothers' wife, there with is she discussing. Krishna, winter season, not going, jungle, this is good. Cows have a lot of foods. Winter season, cows are, will be cow shed, and they are giving husk and nice making mat, like cows are sleeping there, and on top of giving blanket, quilt, mat, everything giving. Also, cows are not going jungle. Krishna said, no. Cow's horn has cold. The horn is fast covering. And hoofs to legs, all covering. And on top of giving nice blanket and tying. Now, Yashodamata thinking, what doing I am? At a time, looking this nearby, like how below, and there is Jogmaya Devi's one temple, ashram. Before it, Bhagavati Purnamasi is staying there in jungle. Nearby Uddhav Kyari, also how below, and there Dodik Kunda, Khira Kunda, there Jogmaya Devi is near. Jogmaya Devi, she is telling, okay, this cloth is Krishna wearing like fixed cloth. Hand and legs and body, completely nice fixed. And then, how is color? Like, before his Rishi Maharshi, in jungle, they are leather sweeties, they're making on chadori or cover, bodies. Covering. Your tiger cloth, tiger leather skin, your tree's bark. Also, all our villagers of jungle, all are know this banana tree leaves is dry, then this leaves stem collecting and one by one sewing. No need rope. Making like and nice, then making mat and quilt and everything. Many creepers, soft, like jute. The jute with this, everybody own house, this winter season, making mat and quilt, everything making. Also cotton is growing, cotton with his cloth with this, ripping and making quilt. So Purnamasi is near looking, Purnamasi, when is she arranging thousand things, many unlimited hernia store. Then Yashodamata going for complaining. But she's looking, Yashodamata, like hills. She's arranging. Nice Krishna's fur. Shirt, sweater, like cap, hand gloves, and everything she's arranging. Then today is now 14 January to coming Poush month, like winter season. So before winter season, today 6th moon. This is 14 January to 14, 14 December to 14 January, 1 month. When cold coming, strong cold. After next 1 month also, 14 January to 14 February, Vasanta Panchami, then cold going. 2 months for cold coming. So Jogmaya Purnamasi Devi telling, no, before, today is 6 months chhat, Olan Shasti. I am now, everybody is giving this gift, cloth. First, all cows for giving, after Sakhas for giving, after Krishna wearing. Also she is arranging for Srimati Radharani, Lalita Vishakha, all Manjari is for, everybody is for. Like now new style came, but before is old style. Meaning hair is making top two hands and like his rope is tying and until legs. One cloth. No need two, three. Before villages all wearing like this. After is the change then people wearing sarees. Now all sarees gone. Now suit pant, trouser, many things wearing. But before no. Before like you know going Arabia country, Muslim padri, no mullah, kazi, uzir, they are white like on top to complete down gown. Also Christian pope father, they are also wearing. Also Mayabadi, this sadhus are this. They are also wearing saffron. So before she is making like this, on top you are giving like this cloth and coming down, down, down and tying within one this rope in back. Was enough. Was open cloth. Meaning no more cold, you flying in sky like. No problem. No need sewing anything. So now she is making many types of. But how, when she arranging, anybody not know. So today, all Brajavasis for Brajamandal, Jastamata, near Bhagavati, Purnamasi, Jogmaya Devi, she is arranging and giving. This Gopalika, they are going for Katyayani Vrata, they are wearing only silken cloth. But today, she is Bhagavati, all Gopikas for also giving this nice warm cloth. To Brajamandal, this chhat is very special. Also, Krishna's for arranging. Now 1 month, they giving hot milk within kesar, pista, badam, almonds, with his milk boiling and hot milk giving. Body become hot, making nice hot laddu. Also not laddu many types of. Crunchy, hot, like today morning or this month laddu. He is saying, oh, fruit is cold. How give me an evening time? Krishna no like cold fruits. Now giving hot things, crunchy things, nice laddu, nice things. So Krishna today arranging this much laddu. So now Brajamandal, Bhagavati, all season for Hari Bhakti Vilas writing Sanatana Goswami, flower is difference. Also cold flower, no hot flower. Now hot flower. Also dress, food stuff, everything changing. So today to changing. And 1 month now Purnamasi telling Krishna going Gocharan. What eating? Early morning, going time. Snanbala, Gocharan for going his. Then milk with his cooking, this chana dal, and giving some basmati rice, kismis, raisin, and cashew nuts, and almonds, and with his making khichdi. No water. Water-based khichdi, sick people eating. And pure ghee on top. Also, this, not only almonds, the giving nice other spices and making a nice, but not chili. Only ginger, little black pepper, bas. Krishna never liked chili. Jagannath also no like chili. So as it is this Brajamandal service and also Jagannath Puri, Jagannath Dev, as it is following. Why he is Brajamandal, all seva, all service is like. So today, Jagannath Puri, all temple, all deities for today, this ghoda giving, ghoda. They telling ghoda. Meaning this, like horse, this calf. Meaning all dress. So now, also pandas are wearing this stars cloth. Also, king wearing, everybody respecting this. Now, Jagannath Puri, this winter season, the Pundarik Vidyanidhi is there present. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, within Mahaprabhu, every day going is Shayanarati, after going Mangalarati, Upal Bhog, Madhyanarati, all time going there, and nice kirtan, and there parikrama. So night Shayanarati time, this Jagannath dress is wearing. After dress wearing, all starts cloth on top, very thick and strong cloth. Also pujaris are, pandas are wearing. Then this Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Swarup Damodarati is very good friendship, closed. They are all time very deep friendship, each other talking, discussing, joking, everything. Now telling, oh, today Jagannath, pujaris are, pandas are, sevak. The starch cloth means rice boiling and rice thick water is cloth is putting inside and after dry. Otherwise, this tapajuga sabudana boiling after this liquid like water base and cloth is putting there and after drying and cloth will be like straight, strong starch. So this is contaminated remnants. Boiled rice, water, sagudana water, otherwise given a root. Many things which is cloth is making starch. Mostly cotton cloth, starch giving, then very nice. And after the press, which is nice pressing, and then wearing. Many Bengali people, Assam rich people, they like this. Every day they giving starch, cotton cloth. Other cotton cloth will be like soft, not good. A strong cloth, very nice. Those Pundarik Vidyanidhi looking. Rules is, washerman washing cloth, after this cloth direct, any sevak never wearing. The washing, then wearing. Also temple rules is, any cloth is coming market to, anywhere to, direct not giving duties, is not rules. Is washing, cleaning, and drying, and then giving. And also this cloth not touching anybody. Now Pundarik Vidyanidhi discussing, oh, what happened this Kali Yuga, all changing rules and regulations, or Shastra not following, like they discussing. And after came, night time, all are resting, sleeping. Morning time, Mahaprabhu looking, every day coming, Mangalarati, Jagannath, temple, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, today no come. Then Mahaprabhu after Mangalarati, within Sevak, Bhaktas, devotees, knocking door Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, not giving any sound. After more knocking, starting Kirtan, then gate is opening. Anyhow, looking his all faces, cheek is swelling like, complete, what happened? How is sickness? But there is five finger printed here. Five hair, red face, complete, eyes is red, and he is not possible talking, all mouth is closed. Then anyhow, Mahaprabhu asking what happened. Mahaprabhu very sad. Mahaprabhu Antarjami knew everything, but bhaktas are have understanding. Then Swarupdham Prabhu asking what happened, arranging any vaidya doctor. Then he is very slow, like children's babies are talking. Telling, last night I am discussing about the starch cloth, Jagannath wearing, sevak wearing. Jagannath very disturbed and angry. And while the both brothers are came, telling, you insulting my sevak, and I am wearing cloth, you are insulting my cloth for, my Yashoda Mata making for me. I am wearing childhood to this cloth. You blaming everybody. I'm beating. One side Jagannath, one side Baladev. And now beating, all like it's red, already golden color. Now become red and all fingers here and pain, he is cannot possible talking and toilets. Then Mahaprabhu say, oh, very lucky you. Our near never coming Jagannath, but you near. Jagannath is came. Jagannath has too much love for you. You are very close to Jagannath and near, dearest to Jagannath. Many person in street beggar, many person is other way, they lot of insulting. Jagannath never hearing, not going. But you, anything stalking, anything telling, Jagannath everything hearing. This is problem. All are many things talking, nobody hearing, no care. They think pagal, crazy pagal, talking, then who hearing? Street, many people, many things talking, who hearing? But you speaking not about temple front of, outside, Jagannath, hair is coming, you're behind bend and hearing everything. And recording all, note. Your notebook is writing all. After, as soon as he's giving judgment also, he came and beating and giving punishment. I say, now more talk, more insulting? No. He's smiling when more beating. So then Pundaripidyanidhi for Mahaprabhu and they are everybody glorify Jagannath. That time they are explaining this Acharya Ramanuj. Yeah, other time how is Jagannath seva for anybody disturbing and insulting Panda Pujaris. Prabhupada Sastaku writing Chaitanya Charitamrita Anubhashya. Jagannath Puri, Panda Pujari is eating his fish. They're telling this water fruit. They're eating fish. Now, Prabhupada writing purport, this fish eating meaning this Hobishanno. Hobishanno it is equal. But not writing Mahaprasad. Writing anybody doing prasitta Hobishanno eating, then this Hobishanno and same equal this fish. But not Mahaprasad. So, this Hobishanno also not too ordinary thing, very austerity. So this fish eating meaning they are not dirty, not contaminated. Also Golura, Bhagavan Sevak, he is eating fish, he is eating snake. So now sometimes other countries people telling, all are snake eating, what problem? The Golura also eating snake, also eating fish, big fish, all what problem? So now mostly Bengalis are telling, oh, Lord Narayan, his sevak, eating fish, then all are eating, what problem? All are also Lord Sevak. But anywhere, anything is anybody doing, but Jagannath Puri, Jagannath Sevak, for you are insulting, blaming, complaining, then very problem coming. Jagannath can tolerate. He is giving punishment. So this Brajamandal, today too, these Brajavasis are Krishna deities for the making like this, cotton with this thick cloth and giving dress. This is called Angrakha. And his asan, his mat, quilt, everything giving. Also, they are giving charity. Telling Krishna's for making a laddu within Kosturi, mux, this deer's navel growing, this giving little, they giving camphor, they making maize dry laddu, like not cold. Also, this milk boiling after giving honey, mixing, thick milk, then they offering. So, also, Krishna going, Brajamandal, anywhere, then Jasodamata's heart is very pain. He not taking shoes. Many times requesting Nanda Baba, Krishna's for, oh, many throne, many problems. I'm arranging for shoes. Krishna said, no. These cows are dead. After cows, leather, this making shoes. So this cows are respected. Cows, leather, I am cannot wearing my, I am not stepping my feet with this. I am drinking milk, mother milk. And then, mother giving milk only 1 year, 2 year, 3 year babies. Now, 1 month giving, yet 2 months giving, no guarantee. No, some ladies never giving milk in children's. But before 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, Krishna 5, 6, 7 years also drinking milk, mother breast. Until Krishna 100 years says, Kurukshetra, that time also drinking mother breast milk. Mother has also milk and Krishna has also drinking for desire. But cows are continue giving milk. Then Krishna say, no, cows are respected. Cows, leather also, not I am stepping my feet with this, not making shoes. So Nanda Baba then saying, okay, no cows leather with this, making a bulls, but many deer, dead, many elephant, tiger, other animals, Krishna said, no. My this nature will be bad. All time I will be enjoyer. No. I am like his general, all like animal, trees, creepers, all are this Brajamandal with I am them sharing. I am not separate with anybody. Then Nanda Baba not making suit. But Jasodamata what doing? Krishna coming, Nanda Baba making nice like his mat and quilts. Mahaprabhu's time, Jagadananda Pandit, Mahaprabhu's saffron cloth with his, making some mat, winter season, Mahaprabhu down is very cold, summer season very hot, and stone on top of, he making some quilt. Then Mahaprabhu not accepting. Then Govinda throwing out, not accepting. Then Swarup Damodar, he is going dry banana trees, leaves collecting, and then nails with his crushing, and after old cloth inside putting, and sewing, ripping, and giving. But Mahaprabhu also not accepting. Mahaprabhu said no. Anything, good things giving for Jagannath. Then Jagannath Pujari is here, Sevaks are, Jagannath Prasad, like this year giving cloth, next year that one not using. Every year is new. Old one, they giving any respected person, like king for giving, any respected. They are Mahaprabhu's for the giving. Now Jagannath Prasad, what doing Mahaprabhu? Not accepting, disobey, then problem. Or then Sevaks are very happy. Gambhira, they bringing these Mahaprabhus for old one, this giving Mahaprabhus. They giving Haridas Thakur, they giving Raghunath Das Goswami, they giving Swarup Damodar Prabhu. This is very special Jagannath Prasadam. Like all are going Jagannath Puri anytime, the Jagannath cloth, many cloth, cotton, very nice. Sometime Khandua, silken cloth, the old one, they giving us. Mostly Jagannath Puri, anybody leaving departure body, then they definitely Jagannath, this prasadi cloth is giving. They lifetime not wearing, but living then is this covering and giving these days, ocean bathing, dressing, and they giving then fire. So today is this Udon Shasti. Today too, all bhog, rag, everything changing. Nice, like big plate with this, they telling, making burfi like it's dry burfi. And also now this winter season, nice thick malpua, rabdi, Jagannath for. Also this chana, paneer with is making idli. This no giving any other, only chhena idli. Very nice. And chhena pura. Jagannath, this one big, big plate, one chhena pura like this, make cooking for 6, 7, 8 hours needed. Very nice. This evening time, night time sleeping for Jagannath going, then this chhena pura eating. And malpua, thick and big, big size. Complete day, only 4 malpua cooking. Then only 4 piece. Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, Sudarshan for giving. Oh, how is tasteful, how is good smell. Jagannath, Puri Jagannath. Also this said, Yashoda Mata, every day, today too, he is starting this winter, all preparation. So this Olan Shasti means Jagmaya Devi is, this is special service. Bhagavati is, she is giving service. Krishna say, okay, like I am going jungle and forest, all trees for giving, also cloth. They are winter, they are suffering. Then say, no. Winter for, they have trees bark. Bark is old bark, other old one making thick, and all time they are protecting. Therefore, no need. So this 2 months after this spring season coming, and water is become cold. Some places ice, very problem. But Brajamandal has hot spring. Nearby hotel, one place is Sesai Vishnu. There is hot spring, and water is all time boiling. Winter season, Krishna telling Sakhas, look, no more tension. Brajamandal has everything. This hot spring flow is coming like a river. Long, this river is going many long way. And there is Sakhas are bathing, swimming, and cows are drinking water. Very nice places. Now there is Haryana inside is come. Now not Uttar Pradesh, UP, but there is big, big, this time is 1 month, 2 month, big festival running. This hot spring, people bathing, people swimming, going. So Krishna is this Brajamandal, everything is arranging. This summer season, like Gangotri, Jamunotri, there is cool water, Brahmakundo, very nice. Radhakundo, Samkundo, Kusum Sarva, Manas Ganga, many places. But only Krishna taking everybody, hotel, now name hotel, but that time, Sesai Vishnu. Krishna telling, oh, all are going Vishnu Dastan for. Then Vishnu Dastan means Vishnu is unable to stem, come and lotus is growing, and then Bob Brahma is get birth there. Then Sakhadar, Krishna Chaitanya is gone, Sesai Vishnu Dastan for. But they are gone, see, this is duty only. Only temple has duties, but where is pond? Where is lake? Where is Brahma? Where is lotus? Then Krishna showing near Khir Sagar. There is Sesai Vishnu's navel to. Then Sakhadar telling, oh, this cold water, ice water, say no. Vishnu in sleeping and under water, and his breath with his water is heating and boiling. Then Sakhadar say, oh, you have mystic power. Anywhere you going, anything telling, this is truthful. Brajamandal Parikrama time, this footwork with this Parikrama, then going this Sesai Vishnu, this hotel. Now also that places, this hot spring. Now little distance, little distance, but this Haryana, there is called Surya Kundo. This name is changing. They call it Surya Kundo. And there is this 1 month, 2 month big festival running now, starting. So these things, Olan Shasti, today too, this. Or telling, this time, this winter season coming, summer season, body inside is lot of heat. This heat is how can going removing? Which process it is? Winter coming, all stealing this heat, cooling body. After winter going, the next spring season coming, equal. After coming summer, this cold is all removing. After summer, then rain coming, then body is become rasasto, rasomaya, water. After next is, all six season, this helpful for all jiva. So, today to this Brajdham, also Jagannath Puri, this seva is starting and running. Now, next tomorrow, hearing Gaur Pramande.
Manore kahona gaura katha manore gaure ra naam miya radha Pirite morati data gore rana anore kahona gaura ka Shayane Gaura, Swapane Gaura, Gaura Nayane Ratara. Jivane Gaura, Marane Gaura. Gaura Galara Hara Yara Majare Gauranga Rakhiye Virale Bosiyara Bo Manera sadete serupa chandere Nayane nayane tabo Manore kahona gaura katha manare Gaura vihane navanchi parane Gaura karechi sara Gaura vihane Gaura bolia jauka jivana Kichu na chahi boara Gaura gamana, Gaura gatana, Gaura mukhe rahasi Gaura Gaura piriti, Gaura Gauramurati. Iyaya rahalo bashi. Manore kahona gaura katha manore gaura dharma gaura karama gaura vedera sara Gaura charane parana sampino Gaura karibena para Gaura shabada Gaura sampada Jarahi aya jage Narahari Das, Taradas Sirdas Charane Sharana Mage Manore Kahuna Gaura Katha Manore Sada Jaya Gaura Hari Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Baladeva Subhadra Devi Jaya Sudarshana Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva. Ajaya Jaya Prabhupad, 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 Prabhupad. I go Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And I go Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.